Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 10th. I'm in the New International Version and we are at the end of Luke chapter 24. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 35 and this is about Jesus's resurrection. The title in my Bible says, Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all the things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked alongside them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Thank you for listening along as we read this wonderful passage of Scripture. Don't you just love it? Just want to go back through it a little bit. Can you imagine the women as they go to the tomb and they see these angels in clothes that gleam like lightning? And they said to the women, he's not here. He's risen. Remember how he told you something should happen. This is what he said. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. This wonderful mystery of the Lord's suffering on our behalf. And in verse 8, it says, then they remembered his words. And so they're progressively remembering and understanding what it is Jesus was even talking about. And then the road to Emmaus, I've said before, this is one of my favorite passages ever. I can hardly imagine what it would have been like to be walking along, and Jesus comes along and he kind of plays dumb. What are you guys talking about? What do you mean? And they describe to him what has happened in the former days, how they thought that Jesus was the one who would redeem Israel. And that's exactly the word for what happens on the cross and in his resurrection. He brings about the redemption of sinners, that we, by the blood of Christ, can be redeemed. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus, he tells them from the Scriptures. It says he went back to Moses and all the prophets and explained to them what was going to happen to him. But at this time, they still don't even know it's Jesus until the moment where he takes the bread and he breaks it and he gives thanks. And then they realize that it is him. In the taking of the bread, we see the communion, we see the Lord's Supper. This is my body broken for you. And then we give thanks because we know that he is the Redeemer of Israel. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this great mystery of Jesus dying and being raised again on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, for the message of Scripture, which reminds us that from Moses and the prophets on, this Scripture speaks one story of redemption through your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. From beginning of creation to the new creation, every story whispers his name. And so we thank you, Lord, today. We just want to praise you, Jesus, for being the one who came to live and to die on our behalf. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.